This free Korean lesson is brought to you by TalkToMeInKorean.com and HowToKorean.com. Practice making your own Korean sentences at HowToKorean and get corrections from native speakers. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone. How have you been? 경은 씨.
네.
How have you been?
Good. I'm good. Good. 네.
And me. Okay. I'm good too. Thank you for asking. So, 경은.
네.
We are in level 2.
Wow. Level 2.
Yay. Everyone, congratulations on making your way through level 2.
Level 2 할 거예요.
네. We're going to do level 2. Welcome to level 2. And in level 2, we are going to be looking at grammar points and expressions that you can build upon what you have already learned through level 1.
네, 맞아요.
네. So, without further ado, let's start the lesson.
네, 좋아요.
So, 경은.
네.
If you can use a time machine, you know, I could happily invent a time machine for you.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, if I invented one and if I gave it to you, would you rather use it to go back to the past or go forward to the future?
I want to go forward to the future.
Okay. Are you saying that just to make it match today's theme?
No, no. I want to get some, you know, lottery's number.
Oh,
so
I
like
see.
That.
I thought you wanted to just grow older.
No way.
아줌마가 되고 싶어요?
아니요. 싫어요.
You don't want to go back to your 20s?
No.
20대가 되고 싶지 않아요?
Not really.
Not really? I want to.
Really?
Yeah, I want to go back to my 20s, which was like a few days ago. No, just kidding. So anyway, today we're going to talk about the future tense.
미래 시제.
Yeah, 미래 시제.
미래 시제.
Future tense.
네.
Well, future tense itself is a big word, future tense. But it's just simply how you can say things like, I'm going to meet 경은, I am going to ask her to buy me dinner. I am going to buy a little present for other friends, not for 경은. Things like that. Yeah, I am going to do something. I will do something. Or 경은 will do something, right?
네, 맞아요.
So that's future tense. Let's find out how to say that in Korean.
네, 좋아요.
Okay, and by the way, if you forgot, you are listening to
Talk to Me in Korean.
All right. So, 경은, tell us, how do you change a verb into the future tense?
It's not that difficult.
No, it's not.
There are many ways, but the most common way of making future tense sentences in Korean is adding 릴 거예요 or 을 거예요.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you take the verb stem and add 릴 거예요 or 을 거예요.
Yeah, and that's future tense. So, 릴 거예요 and 을 거예요, there are two types.
네, 맞아요.
And for those of you who are not familiar with the names of the Korean alphabet letters, 리을 is not the actual sound that you have to make. It's the name of the letter
네.
that represents the sound of R or L in Korean. So, 리을 거예요 means that you already have a vowel that is the ending of the verb stem that you're using, and you're just adding the little L sound. So, for example, 가 plus 리을 거예요. It does not mean 가릴 거예요. It means 갈 거예요. Again?
갈 거예요.
Yeah, so 릴 is the name of the Korean alphabet letter, which is the fourth in the order, right?
Yes.
From the top.
If you haven't studied Hangul, check out our Hangul videos.
Exactly. And if you already know how to read and write in Hangul, but you just want to see one more video where 경은 appears, you can watch those videos too.
Yeah, you can see
경은 holding up
yeah.
some letters
yes.
up in the air
mm-hmm.
in a department store. That was fun filming, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, 경은,
네.
I really want to jump into examples, sample sentences and sample expressions. But before we do that, let's talk briefly about how to determine whether to use 리을 거예요 or 을 거예요.
네, 좋아요.
Okay?
네.
So, verb stems ending with a vowel like
보다, 가다, 자다,
are followed by 리을 거예요.
Yeah, so 보다's verb stem is 보, so you can say 볼 거예요. And 가다's verb stem is 가, so you can say 갈 거예요. And 자다, the verb stem is 자. 자. So you can say 잘 거예요.
잘 거예요.
잘 거예요.
Okay, perfect. And verb stems ending with a consonant like
먹다, 찾다, 붙다
are followed by 을 거예요.
을 거예요.
And the reason for this is very simple. It's just for the ease of pronunciation because even if you want to just add 을 거예요, you can't.
네.
먹다's verb stem is
먹.
So how would you possibly add 을 거예요 after that? 먹을 말 I can't do that.
Yeah, I can.
So you add a vowel, which is 으, so it becomes
먹을 거예요.
Yeah, 먹 plus 을 거예요, and it becomes
먹을 거예요.
먹을 거예요.
먹을 거예요.
먹을 거예요.
먹을 거예요.
And 찾다 becomes
찾을 거예요.
Yeah, 찾을 거예요.
찾을 거예요.
붙다 becomes
붙을 거예요.
붙을 거예요.
붙을 거예요.
And for now, don't worry about the meanings of these words, okay?
Okay.
All right. But before we go on, there's an exception.
예외가 있어요?
Yeah, there's a 예외.
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 Yeah, an exception. So the 예외 here is that since we're talking about adding the L sound, the R sound after the verb stem, when the verb stem itself ends in a L sound, which is 리을 in Korean, like 놀다,
멀다,
살다. Even if you add one more liel, it doesn't really show. So what you do when the verb stem ends with a L, with a 리을 at the end, you just add
거예요.
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 Which is basically without the 리을 or 을 part.
So 놀다's verb stem is 놀.
So it becomes
놀 거예요.
And
멀다's verb stem is 멀.
So it becomes
멀 거예요.
And 살다's verb stem is
살.
And, of course, it becomes
살 거예요.
Okay, perfect. So, it's all good. We've talked about how to change verbs into the future tense forms. But, 경은,
네?
Let's be honest. When you want to talk about something that you want to do in the future, do you always, always, always use the future tense?
I don't think so.
Me neither. I didn't think so. Well, that's because you're lazy, right?
No.
Just kidding. So, because, you know, just like in English,
네.
When you say, I am going to school tomorrow, you're technically actually using the present progressive, I am going.
Mm-hmm.
You're not saying, I am going to go or I'm going to be going. You're saying, I'm going to school, but that still represents a future action, right?
네, 맞아요.
The same thing happens in Korean.
네.
I think the basic rules behind all the languages in the world are universal, common. So what I'm trying to say here is that even if someone does not use the future tense,
yeah.
They can actually mean that they will do something in the future.
네, 맞아요.
So, for example, let's say I want to say, I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to school. But doesn't matter where, I'm going to go tomorrow.
네.
How would you say that in Korean?
So tomorrow is 내일.
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 So you can say 내일 갈 거예요.
내일 갈 거예요.
내일 갈 거예요.
Yeah, this is the closest translation of I am going to go tomorrow or I will go tomorrow.
네.
But 경은.
네.
When you say this to me, what do you say?
I just say 내일 가요.
내일 가요.
내일 가요.
Which is in the present tense.
네.
What happened? lazy tongue.
No.
Yeah, I know. So just keep this in mind, everyone.
네.
And remember that it's up to you or the other person that you're talking with whether to use the future tense, the honest future tense, or present tense that means the future.
네, 맞아요.
Okay, cool. Example number one, our favorite verb.
Again?
The verb that we use over and over again.
Can you just change? No?
From the next lesson.
All right.
Let's do that.
Okay, please.
So I promise
I'm sick of it.
You are?
Yes.
I'm sure some of our listeners are too.
네.
I promise everyone that this is the last time we use this verb, which 네. is to go.
가다.
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 But I still think it's a very important word to know.
Yeah, it's very important, but it's... You know, used too many times, so...
I know what you mean. So, let's get right into the part of making it into the future tense. So, 경은, what is the verb stem again?
가.
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 And what do you do?
You add 릴 거예요.
And what does it become?
갈 거예요.
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 Yeah. And what we're going to do from level 2 is we are going to add more sample sentences. Less explanation, more sample sentences.
네, 너무 좋아요.
And more jokes about 경은. More teasing 경은. What do you think, everybody? Leave me a comment. So, 경은.
네.
How would I say now in Korean?
지금.
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 And I'm going to go now.
지금 갈 거예요.
I will go now.
지금 갈 거예요.
And what if I say, I'm going now, but I'm not really going now. I will go now.
지금 갈 거예요.
Oh, it's the same.
Yes.
And now, 경은, how do you say alone or by myself or by oneself?
혼자 갈 거예요.
Come on. Did you predict the future?
Yes.
How did you know?
I can predict future.
At least in this lesson, right?
네.
How did you know I was going to say I'm going to go alone?
네, 미래를 볼 수 있어요, 저는.
You can see the future?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me the lottery number for this week?
That's 4, 5,
Come on, 6. I don't believe you. So, I'm going to go alone is?
혼자 갈 거예요.
혼자 갈 거예요.
혼자 갈 거예요.
And how about tomorrow once again?
내일.
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 And of course, so I am going to go tomorrow is?
내일 갈 거예요.
Okay, let's review it really quickly. I'm going to go now.
지금 갈 거예요.
I'm going to go alone.
혼자 갈 거예요.
I'm going to go tomorrow.
내일 갈 거예요.
Yeah.
But I say, 지금 가요? 혼자 가요? 내일 가요.
Yeah, when the context is very, very clear,
yes.
You don't really have to use the future tense all the time.
네, 맞아요.
But it's just good to know how to use them.
네.
And here, I would like to remind our listeners that even if you want to say something, if you're caught up in thinking too much about whether to use 을 거예요 or 리을 거예요 or just 거예요, you can't really make a sentence really quickly. So even if you make the mistake of trying to say 을 거예요 when you actually have to say, for example, when you want to say 가다 plus the future tense ending, if you say 가을 거예요 rather than 갈 거예요,
네.
It's not a problem.
No.
It's not a problem because if you just say it quickly,
mm-hmm.
갈 거예요.
갈 거예요. 갈 거예요.
갈 거예요. 갈 거예요.
갈 거예요.
Yeah, all these rules of which form to take exist just for the ease of your pronunciation. So don't worry too much about the rules and just remember the basics.
Yeah, and practice.
Practice, practice.
Practice.
Make mistakes, make mistakes, make
네.
mistakes. Just like 경은 does all the time. 죄송합니다.
네.
So, 경은.
네.
Our second favorite verb.
Yeah, this is a magic word.
Yeah. So, to do in Korean is?
하다.
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 How do you say, I will do, I am going to do?
You can say, 할 거예요.
할 거예요.
할 거예요.
Okay, how about, what are you going to do?
뭐 할 거예요?
뭐 할 거예요?
뭐 할 거예요?
This is a question. So let's take out the part what and say 할 거예요? Are you going to do it?
할 거예요?
할 거예요?
할 거예요?
And now again with what. What are you going to do?
뭐 할 거예요?
뭐 할 거예요?
뭐 할 거예요?
Yeah. So I mentioned this in one of the previous lessons, I believe. But listeners, if you talk to a Korean person who was born and raised in Seoul,
again,
he or she will often say 뭐, 뭐 instead of saying 뭐. So instead of M-W-O, a lot of Seoulers or Seoulites, Seoul people, Seoul citizens, or people who were born in Seoul and grew up their entire life in Seoul will speak with a little bit of a Seoul dialect.
Yes.
Seoul, or Seoul accent and say 뭐.
Yeah. Actually, I try to say 뭐 uh-huh. instead of 뭐.
Uh-huh. But
it's kind of my habit, I think.
Yeah, but it's not only you. It's most of the Seoul people.
Yes.
So 뭐, 뭐,
뭐. 뭐 is more easy to say.
To me, no. Because I feel weird.
Really?
But, yeah. But anyway, so what are you going to do is?
뭐 할 거예요?
Oh, I see that you're making an effort.
Yes.
뭐?
뭐?
Yeah. 뭐 할 거예요?
뭐 할 거예요?
And sometimes in, like, on the internet,
mm-hmm.
online, a lot of people say 뭐.
Yes.
뭐 할 거예요?
It's kind of a cute way to say.
Yeah. Our listener, Julian, is an expert on saying things in a cute way.
뭐 할 거예요?
뭐 할 거예요? Everyone watch out for Julian's comments. He writes things like, 안녕하세요.
뭐 할 거예요?
Things like that.
Yes.
Let's do a lesson on that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So now, next example. When are you going to do it? When are you going to do something?
언제 할 거예요?
언제 할 거예요?
언제 할 거예요?
What if I want to say this? When are you going to do it? When are you going to do this?
이거 언제 할 거예요?
이거 언제 할 거예요?
이거 언제 할 거예요?
Perfect. So, 경은, how do you say really, truly?
You say 정말.
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 And how do you say, are you really going to do it?
이거 정말 할 거예요?
이거 정말 할 거예요?
이거 정말 할 거예요? Speaking of Seoulian, I think a lot of Seoul people say 정말 a lot.
아, yeah. 정말?
Yes, 정말.
Yeah.
저는 정말이란 말을 정말 많이 써요.
Ah, so you 정말 say 정말 very often.
Yes.
Well, I do too, but I usually tend to use many different words, not just 정말.
정말? 너무?
Yeah.
And
진짜.
진짜, yes.
Or 짱.
짱?
Yeah, things like that. But again, that's another story.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go on to the next example. Something that everybody should do every day.
네.
To wear clothes, to get dressed, is?
입다.
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 And I am going to wear something. I will wear something is?
You say 입을 거예요.
입을 거예요.
입을 거예요.
입을 거예요.
입을 거예요.
And how do you say blue jeans?
청바지.
Blue jeans.
청바지.
Blue is?
청.
Yeah, 청 is a Sino-Korean word. It's based on a Chinese character, right?
네.
So 청 is blue. 바지 is?
Pants or trousers.
Yeah. So 청바지 means blue pants.
네.
Yeah, blue trousers. So blue jeans is 청바지.
청바지.
Then how do you say I'm going to wear blue jeans?
청바지 입을 거예요.
청바지 입을 거예요.
청바지 입을 거예요.
And this can be an answer to the question, what are you going to wear?
뭐 입을 거예요?
뭐 입을 거예요?
뭐 입을 거예요?
What are you going to wear tomorrow?
내일 뭐 입을 거예요? 내일 뭐 입을 거예요?
Perfect. And how do you say a t-shirt?
T-shirt.
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 Or sometimes people just say T.
네, T.
T. Yeah, just like English.
네, 맞아요.
But t-shirt and T are the same thing. And I am going to wear a t-shirt is?
T-shirt 입을 거예요.
And for all the listeners out there who like to get dressed up in a nice skirt, how do you say a skirt?
치마.
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 Yeah. So if I want to, no, I don't want to say that. So if you want to say,
yes.
I'm going to wear a skirt.
치마 입을 거예요. 치마 입을 거예요.
Awesome. And the next word we're looking at is
만나다.
To meet.
만나다.
And in the future tense it is
만날 거예요.
만날 거예요.
만날 거예요.
Yeah. Sample sentence. Who are you going to meet?
누구 만날 거예요?
누구 만날 거예요?
누구 만날 거예요?
Who is, once again?
누구.
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 And who are you going to meet?
누구 만날 거예요?
Where are you going to meet that person?
어디에서 만날 거예요?
Yeah, we learned 어디 and 에서 separately. Mm-hmm. 어디 means?
Where?
And 에서 is a location marking particle, right?
네.
So meeting is an action, is a behavior that you do. So you're using 에서 rather than?
에.
Yeah, so 어디에서 만날 거예요?
어디에서 만날 거예요?
And now that we're asking all these kind of questions, let's also ask, when are you going to meet that person?
언제 만날 거예요?
Yeah.
언제 만날 거예요?
And actually, you can put these three sentences together into one big stalker-like question.
Yeah, right.
And how would you say, when and where are you going to meet whom?
언제, 어디에서, 누구 만날 거예요? 진짜 스토커 같아요.
Yeah, it really sounds like you.
No. 저 아니에요.
Okay.
근데 현우 씨.
Yeah.
I want to make really great sample dialogue.
All right. Wow.
Can you ask these questions? I'm going to answer.
Okay. You want me to ask you these questions?
Yes.
One after another?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the same order?
Yes.
Okay. 누구 만날 거예요?
B 만날 거예요. B.
You're going to meet Rain?
네.
B
만날 거예요.
어디에서 만날 거예요? If that's ever possible.
명동에서 만날 거예요. 명동.
명동에서?
네.
명동 is a downtown area in Seoul.
네.
Where a lot of people go shopping and window shopping and 네. walking around. So you're going to meet Rain in 명동. 명동에서 Rain 만날 거예요?
네, 만날 거예요.
언제 만날 거예요?
내일 만날 거예요.
내일 만날 거예요?
네. 명동에서 내일 B 만날 거예요.
It sounds to me like you're going to go to 명동 and it will rain.
No.
Without an umbrella.
꿈이라도 꾸게 해주세요.
At least let you dream.
Yeah, it's just sample dialogue.
You know the English expression, dream on? 꿈 깨. All right. It was just a simple dialogue.
Yeah.
Not a great
and
one.
And there are a lot of, you know, listeners who love, you know, Rain.
Rain?
Yes. B.
B. Okay. Well, you keep dreaming about Rain and I'll take care of the rest of the sample sentences.
No.
Okay. Can you help me out?
Yes.
Are you back to the reality? Okay.
Okay.
So how do you say to sell something?
팔다.
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 And this is an example of a verb that has a verb stem ending in 리을 or 을, L sound.
네.
So 팔다 becomes
팔 거예요.
In the future tense. Again?
팔 거예요.
팔 거예요.
팔 거예요.
So just take out 다 and you don't add anything but 거예요.
네, 맞아요.
팔 거예요.
팔 거예요.
So what if I want to say, what are you going to sell?
뭐 팔 거예요?
What are you going to sell?
뭐 팔 거예요?
And where? Where are you going to sell it?
어디에서 팔 거예요?
Once again?
어디에서 팔 거예요?
And at what price? For how much are you going to sell it?
얼마에 팔 거예요?
얼마에 팔 거예요?
얼마에 팔 거예요?
Yeah, that's it. That's it for today, everyone.
네.
경은.
네.
Now you can go back to dreaming about Rain.
Thank you. 감사합니다. 꿈이라도 꾸고 싶어요.
All right. Am I going to have you back for the next lesson, at least?
네.
Are you going to come back?
Of course. 당연하죠.
What if you meet, really, you really meet Rain tomorrow in 명동,
uh-huh.
and he asks you to stay with him?
Oh, 진짜요?
Yeah. What if he asks you not to go back to the office?
I'm going to ask him to make Korean lesson.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yes.
If any of you know Rain in person,
wow.
If anybody who's a friend of Rain's is listening to our podcast,
소개시켜주세요.
Yeah, email 경은.
절대 따로 이렇게 만나려는 게 아니라.
Ah, so you don't have any other private intentions, but
no,
to
no,
just
한국어 가르치고 싶어서.
Have him appear in our lessons.
네.
Maybe one day it might happen.
I hope so.
Yeah. I have a good feeling about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe your feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, let's call it a day and let's go.
네, 안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요. And everyone, leave us comments.
네, 연습하세요.
연습. Practice with us.
네.
Okay, goodbye.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.